I'm Jay Monchi, and I'm joined by a couple of folks down here from Vintage. Ray Johnson runs the In Review program, as well as all kinds of other things, you know, sweeping the floors and watching after all the kids.
Whatever we can do, Jay.
That's right.
Well, I just want to tell folks that we have a lot going on down here. In our Vintage hangar, every day we have forums, all kinds of forums, metal shaping, all kinds of different forms, and you want to look at the schedule for that. Also, type clubs. We have many type clubs, various airplanes that if you want to, for instance, if you like Aroncas, there's a couple of Aronca type clubs in there, or Taylor Craft or Stinson, and great place to get information.
How many type clubs?
Oh, I don't know how many total.
There's a lot.
But
yeah.
Almost every antique, classic, or contemporary airplane, there's a type club for. Also, we'd invite you to come out and visit our Red Barn and look and find some real Wisconsin hospitality here. We have popcorn and lemonade, and you can rest on the big porch. A wonderful place to rest and take a look at what's going on around the grounds.
I saw people having ice cream earlier.
That's right. We had ice cream. We had an old-fashioned ice cream social this morning.
That's great.
Have a lot going on. Vintage and Review, as we said before, 11 a.m., Jessica Cox will be here at 11 a.m. on Thursday for anybody who might be on the grounds that day.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Now, we have an airplane on the plaza here that was chosen today to be part of your In Review, correct?
Yeah, and what we're always looking for is an interesting airplane, and there's always the interesting restorer or person behind that airplane. And certainly this Cessna 180, the Spirit of Columbia, it's an airplane that people recognize from an airplane that's hanging in the Smithsonian right now.
Jerry Mock's airplane.
That's right. And Richard Merrill brought us this airplane. He's from Chucky, Tennessee, and we got him here to talk to you.
That's awesome. Dick, welcome to On the Fly and EAA Air Venture 2015. And what a beautiful Cessna 180 you have over here. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to recreate the Spirit of Columbia.
It's actually the Spirit of Columbus for Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio, yeah, okay.
You can't see the whole word. We're celebrating the flight that Jerry Mock made in 1964, in the spring of 1964. At that time, I was a student at Ohio State University in Columbus, knew her flight was taking place and saw it in the aviation press. I was a pilot then, but didn't pay the attention that I wish I would have now. But she's kind of been lost to history. She was the first woman to fly around the world solo in a single-engine airplane. And it was a lot of celebration after her flight, but it was sort of short-lived. Her husband worked real hard at trying to capitalize on her fame, and that kind of rubbed Jerry the wrong way. And they ended up divorcing after a few years. And she moved to Florida and just was kind of lost to history. She actually turned into a bit of a hermit. Didn't attend any celebrations of her accomplishment. And like I said, I just felt she was lost. So my wife and I, came time for us to paint the airplane. We needed to paint. We were talking about paint schemes. And I remember Jerry's airplane. I looked at the pictures of it in the Smithsonian. And I said, why don't we paint it just like hers? And I had Jerry's phone number at her house in Florida. So we called her up. And I told her, I said, I want to paint my airplane to look like your airplane. She called it Charlie, for 38 Charlie was her end number. And she said, well, that's wonderful. Will you do that and come show it to me? Well, unfortunately, she passed away before we got it done. But I did send her a photograph. And when she saw the photograph, she was 88 years old when she passed away. Her grandson showed her the photo that I sent him. And she said, well, that's Charlie. How do you get that airplane out of the museum? I said, no, Grandma. That's Mr. Merrill's airplane, and it's not Charlie. Look at the number. But she knew about it and was very excited and knew her time was coming to an end. And she asked myself and another gentleman, Dr. Tom Navarre from El Paso, if we'd participate in scattering her ashes over the Gulf of Mexico. And we did that back in April. We were successful, and the family all came down to the Gulf shore there, and we flew over that in formation and dropped her ashes in the Gulf. And I think it meant a lot to the family, even though her family was kind of scattered and they didn't all get along with each other. But I think this certainly brought them together. And there's a lady in Newark, Ohio, which is just east of Columbus, which is Jerry's hometown, has republished her book called 38 Charlie. And in republishing her book, they found a lot of Jerry's memorabilia in her house, newspaper clippings, her old logbook, and that sort of thing, and they copied all of that to put it in the book, so they've kept that part for history. So our idea is just fly the airplane around the world, or not around the world, but around the country, and show it to people. And we're gratified because almost everywhere we go, there's someone there that recognizes it. They go up and look at it and say, yeah, I've seen that plane before. And here at Oshkosh, we came in on Friday, and every day during the weekend, somebody came by and said, I know all about that plane. And that's really what we're trying to do, is keep her spirit alive.
So did you purchase a plane with knowing that this was going to be the end result, or was this plane something that you always had in mind?
No, I bought the plane in 1980, and we didn't get it painted until this last year, and it just was sort of an idea that came to fruition since I had a Cessna 180, and hers was the exact same year. The serial number on my airplane is 77 before her, so they left the factory probably the same week, or certainly the same month.
That's a 53 or a 54,
53,
right? Yeah.
And it's almost identical to her airplane. And we replicated the paint job from photographs taken of her airplane as it hangs in the Smithsonian, which I thought might be difficult. But the paint shop we dealt with did a marvelous job of recreating the script writing on the cowling and all of that. It couldn't have asked for a better job.
Now, you said that she kind of got lost in history. Has somebody gone through the effort more recently since the family, you brought the family back together? Is there some movement to maybe bring Jerry back into the light?
Well, Wendy Hollinger and her partner Dale in Newark, Ohio are doing that. They're trying to publicize more of what she's doing. And there's a lady who's a student at Embry-Riddle, Shasta, and I'm sorry, I don't know her last, can't remember her last name. Shasta is from Afghanistan. In fact, she's the only woman to have a pilot's license that's been born in Afghanistan. She wants to duplicate Jerry's flight.
With your airplane?
Well, with an airplane like it. I thought it would be nice maybe to give her that airplane, let her try that. But we'll see how that happens.
We'll
see.
She's
looking for support to do that. And she'll be at Oshkosh this week, but she is not here yet, evidently.
Okay. Aaron, anything that Vintage can do to promote something towards this endeavor?
Well, I was just wondering, do you have like a blog or a website for this aircraft so we can see your trips and what you're doing with it, if you're promoting it?
No, I don't. Shasta has a Facebook page talking about her wish to fly around the world, and I don't know how to get to that, but other than... But I'll tell you, there's a good article on BuzzFeed. If you Google BuzzFeed, Jerry Mock, there's a lady there that's done a wonderful article pretty much detailing how she's been lost to history and a little bit of what happened. The 50th anniversary was a year ago, and they dedicated a statue to her in her hometown in Newark, Ohio, and Jerry didn't attend that. She just didn't feel comfortable going out in public. But she watched it on Skype, and this lady talks about that, and she went to her next-door neighbor, who's helped her there in Quincy, and watched it on Skype, watched the dedication, and her sister, in fact, went to Columbus to be part of that. They also had a celebration at Port Columbus Airport at Lane Aviation on the anniversary of her flight, and a lady named Martha Lunken flew a 180 in at exactly the time Jerry landed on the 50th anniversary. So there has been some celebration, and the people in Columbus are trying to keep her spirit alive in memory.
Well, and of course, Martha Lunken, now that's an interesting point, because Martha is a well-known author. She writes for Flying Magazine. They have an airport named after them in Ohio, Lunken Field. And she has a big history in aviation. And as a woman who also owns a Cessna 180, this may inspire her to help do something as well.
And the Cessna 180-185 Club in the past has done things with Jerry. They, in fact, picked her up and brought her to a convention 10 or 15 years ago. And I'm hoping this just sort of acts as a catalyst to just to keep her memory alive, and we can do more things and talk more about her.
Does your wife like to fly?
Yes, she does. She's a pilot also.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
That's a nice partnership.
Yeah.
What a cool thing, huh, Aaron?
I just think it's great that with Dick here and along with Jessica that they're helping promote, you know, women flying and vintage. So we got women and vintage flying airplanes. It's great.
I hope Jessica hasn't run off. I'd love to get her picture in front of the airplane.
Oh, I'm sure that can be arranged.
She will be back for another interview.
Two amazing women in aviation.
There's a lot of amazing women in aviation. It's we meet them every day, and you know, it's with this venue helps, And, of course, Oshkosh Women Fly, the huge organization that's trying to promote aviation to women, especially young women who might want to fly but still, for some reason, envision it as a man's game or sport or hobby. And so good. It's encouraging. Thank you very much for bringing your airplane to AirVenture Oshkosh 2015. And I'm sure we'll see it many more years to come.
I have to add just one thing. When I flew in, I was parked by a lady, Susie. She went by. She's a Black Hawk pilot and a pilot for NetJets. So there are a lot of women out here doing different things in aviation.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for joining us today down here at Vintage on the Fly. J-Mon G. Aaron, we have a couple more minutes. Let's wrap it up by talking about where we're going forward this next year after AirVenture with Vintage.
After this, we're looking forward to growing the program, you know, definitely trying a way to figure out how to inspire the youth within Vintage. You know, our age category is up there, and we'd like to bring in more of the younger crowd and get them aware of the type of airplanes that are out there that, you know, maybe they can fly and eventually purchase it, then restore it. Also, just maybe looking at different programs to bring other than just during AirVenture, see if we can build on with this new plaza here, the Bill and Rose Plaza. We're looking now, this opens up a whole new horizon to us, and seeing maybe we can bring in another event here sometime during the year.
We'd be remiss if we didn't quickly mention the Friends of the Red Barn before we go. And we have our own website at Vintage, correct?
Yep, we have eaavintage.org, and there you can find everything about our association there, you know, from the different judging rules, type clubs. We have a Friends of the Red Barn program there where you can help support us year-round with our grounds and around the Vintage Red Barn, and especially during the time of AirVenture.
Yeah, that's great. Aaron, thanks for co-hosting with me today.
Yeah, it was my first.
We get to do this again next year.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, usually H.D. Frouchy does it with me, and he's unable to be here this year for some other issues. And so, I mean, you're
thanks
a little prettier
me.
Than H.G., I'm going to say.
But well, for those of you who can know,
And Dick, thanks for joining us, and thanks for what you're doing to bring back the memories of Jerry Mock's trip around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that pretty much wraps up On the Fly for the first day here, Monday, AirVenture 2015. Tomorrow we're going to be having a treat. We'll be joining the air show performers at the performers' tent. That's tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 o'clock on the fly. I'm J. Mont G., and you're listening to EAA Radio.